from rock and roll icons to television and film stars. You're on the line with Meatball.
Very special guest on the phone with me right now, Kansas City native Wes Scanlon. How are you, man?
I've been chilling. I've just been kind of like sitting back, kind of watching this stuff, you know. Really seriously sit tight, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I really, really have. I kind of really am a germaphobic anyway, just due to the fact, you know, I got to be going around all the time,
sure.
all over the whole world and stuff. So I was a little concerned about myself then and everybody else around me too, dude. Everybody. So, you know.
I assume you're, you know, staying busy with all the downtime.
I am, you know, I've just been really relaxing, been to, meditating, and I've been doing a lot of writing. And, you know, for me, it's really kind of a blessing, you know.
Yeah.
The whole thing is not a blessing. It's terrible, and it's tragic, and, you know, I'm super, super, my heart goes out to anybody who has to suffer from any loss from this.
I've heard it from a number of people, you know. You said it exactly. It's kind of been a blessing because it's made everyone kind of stop and slow down, something that, you know, we're not really used to doing anymore.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem like kind of slowing down a little bit, you know, from time to time. I'm constantly on tour and stuff. And
right, right.
In this business, there's a big thing called hurry up and wait.
Yep, exactly.
hurry up and wait. You think you're just going to walk into some set or something, and you're just going to go boom, 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 boom. It's like, beow, 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 and you're out of there in like 5 minutes. Like,
right.
Nope, go to makeup or something.
I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up because it's been everywhere for probably 2 weeks now, this video going around of you guys performing. What I liked the most about this, though, was not the video or anything like that. It was your response to it that really kind of made me smile.
Yeah. You know what? That seriously was from West Coast to East Coast, and that was like a full-on operation, like just play a show in like Dubuque, Iowa or something like that. Get on a flight at like 5 a.m, go from that show straight to New York, walk around New York all day, and then go do a lot of bunch of different interviews, and then go up to Sirius and then play. I think I was at least 6 or 7 like basic, you know, pretty much vocal performances.
And right.
I would say a 20-minute, maybe even less than 20-minute kind of a, you know, yeah, I had to do blurry over, like, you know, so that was the tail end of it. I can usually nail that song anyway without any hesitation. But unfortunately, it was seriously like, I mean, it was like probably like noonish, one-ish, you know, and
yeah.
I'd already previously played a show the night before that. And I had only been able to go to bed at like about, you know, 12, 1 o'clock, 1:30. Because I signed autographs, and then we had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then we had to go all the way to New York, and then we had to do all this press, and then that was the last spot we ended up with, and we were walking around Manhattan all day. So I was a tired little puppy.
Yeah,
the time I tried to pull that off, and yeah, I suck. It's the worst one I've ever done in my life, and I apologize to the world for that one, but I will redeem myself, okay?
Well, I mean, we've, like you said, you've done it before and you have no problem with it. When you were here, I think it was the tail end of 2018, you performed it on the set here in Wichita too, and I mean, that was what I remember, and I was like, it must have just been like a bad day.
No, but you know, it's just vocals, man. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you scream all night, you know, and
yep.
I'm not even sure if it was a place that actually still made. I think it still had smoking. I think you could still smoke in this club that we played at.
Oh
too.
Wow!
So, yeah, you could still smoke in there. So the whole place is like smoke bomb. And then we sang for like, you know, an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes, and then, you know, got out of there, and then had to get back, and then try to get a little bit of sleep, and then, you know, get back on a plane, and got to go through TSA. It's the whole process is an ongoing thing, and then, you know, I'm used to it, but it's just, you know, it's definitely attacking on your body and your mind and your mentality and your, you know,
sure.
And your physicality, you know?
Yeah. Well, so. your response to it has been awesome. Especially like the little cartoon you did, with you apologizing to Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. You know, that's basically probably how it would go in real life if he was still breathing, God rest his soul, man.
Well, like I said, the last time we talked, you were here in Wichita, I think it was late 2018. You guys were just kind of getting back out on the road again, and the album hadn't come out. Welcome to Galvania. I was super stoked to hear some new music with you on it, man. And I really enjoyed listening to it.
I appreciate that, dude. You know, it took a long, long time, a lot of, you know, trials and tribulations, you know, man. And you live and you learn, and you learn who to not hang out with, and, you know, just basically keep God first place, dude.
You know, it's got to be
family
and
God. God and family.
Absolutely. And it's got to be a good feeling, too, you know, once you kind of got your legs under you out on the road, like to see thousands of people in front of you singing along with you. Like, I have to imagine that's just, it was a welcome feeling that maybe you hadn't seen in a while.
Yeah. It's made, you know, it's really cool. And I appreciate everybody's support. And it's just fun to do it anyway. And I have a great time doing it all the time. So. I'm happy that it finally got to, you know, see the light of day, and then the next record's going to be coming out like a lot sooner than that.
Awesome. I assume you're spending time writing.
I mean, right now, yeah, I'm surrounded by like four acoustic guitars, and I got like boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of this puddle of mud, just new gear just stacked at the the They're everywhere, man.
You know, you've been on the road again for a couple of years now. Like, are you finding that your creativity is starting to kind of kickstart again, and it's really starting to, you know, get some steam under it?
Yeah, you know what? It's scary a little bit.
Okay.
It's a little bit scary, yeah. It's all I've been doing really is just kind of like writing and then trying to like kind of back up a little bit because I get a little bit emotional. Yeah, and then listening to a lot of older stuff, you know, and a lot of, you know, different types, you know, puddle of mud stuff. When I just hear stuff, it brings you back to kind of weird spots in my life. So
right.
I'm just trying to create like a positive flow and keep coming up with new stuff, you know, and I'm really happy that you guys, you know, everybody got to hear some new stuff because believe me, man, I've been hearing about like everybody bummed out about it for a long, long time.
Right.
And it's been breaking my heart because there's a lot more songs than just 13 or whatever that are on that record. There's a ton of other tons and tons of other songs that were written. You know, there's like 50, 60 songs. I mean, you know, if not even more than that. I mean, that's how much is in the like in the pipeline. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Well, you've had some time to really kind of sit down and, you know, process some things over, you know, the last probably 4 or 5 years, you know, so I can imagine you've got a ton of material to work with.
Yeah. So when I'm out of here and I'm gone hanging out with God upstairs, there will be plenty of extra material for everybody to enjoy while I'm, you know, flying around in outer space with God.
Well, hopefully we can experience some of that while you're still here, man. We want to see you perform live.
Yeah, we will. The sets are always going to change. We're going to start switching up a lot of stuff, and it's going to be cool. I don't know what's going on with this Corona thing.
Yeah.
I'm still with you though, Meatball. We can continue to
good.
Talk all day.
Good, man.
I'm just
good.
Sitting at home. I got nothing to do. I don't even want to go outside.
How are you guys handling, like, you know, the rescheduling and other plans that you'd already made for 2020?
Well, I mean, you know, I was just basically on a holding pattern, man, like on a flight line, you know? Like,
right, right.
When we were playing in the war and all this stuff, I mean, we're pretty used to, like, being able to sit tight. Most people that are on tour
okay.
probably don't have that big of a problem with this type of a thing. In fact, they probably are all enjoying the shoot out of it. And, everybody, who knows what the heck all the little crazy people are doing, but my whole thing is just sit tight, chillax, and just wait for a second, lay low, fly low, be low, and, you know, be healthy.
I mean, the cool thing is like, if things do get kind of pushed into 2021 for you, you know, with Puddle of Mud, you can do like a 20th anniversary of Come Clean in 2021.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be awesome, man. Yeah, we're going to do all this stuff.
You're a Kansas City guy. Are you a Chiefs fan, too?
Of course I am. I got a Chiefs jersey on right now with my name on the back of it.
That's awesome. I wanted to ask you what your thoughts were on the Super Bowl earlier this year.
I was sitting here, and I was just with, you know, my ex and my best buddy, and I just saw them losing, and I was like, they're not really losing. They're not really going to lose this. There's no way they're going to lose this. So I started pacing up and down, and I just like started walking around. I was like, there's no way. There's no way. I just started screaming. Like, come on. And it's like, it just all exploded and went crazy.
Yeah. Were you, I mean, you're obviously a lifer fan. Like, what was that moment like when you guys finally won it?
I seriously wore the same jersey and the same, like, the same shorts, the same everything Chiefs
yeah.
for like 2 weeks. And I just got up every day and went, Chiefs! Like, with both my hands in the air, just because they got to the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah.
I was just happy they got there, man. So when they got there and they just got it and it was just handled, I was just like, yeah. And then that was, happy dance time. It was just spirit fingers and just, yeah, that was like the first one I got to see.
Well, I can imagine once the season starts up again, you know, we'll probably see photos of you in those same shorts and jersey every game, right?
It's going to be, this is going to be on maybe for the rest of my life.
You're never going to see Wes wear anything other than that jersey and shorts.
I have got no problem. You know, Chiefs are my jam. Chiefs Kingdom, Chiefs Operation. Let's rock it. Operation Chiefs Engage. Let's go. You got one of them. I think we're going to get at least 3 or 4 more of them, man. Believe me.
That's all right. Wes Scantlin calling it right there. Chiefs are going to bring home at least 3 titles.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Believe me.
You may live on the Missouri side of the river, but, you know, we always are happy to hear from you here in Wichita in Kansas. Happy to see you guys again when things kind of get back to normal. And you've been sober since 2017, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Coming up on 3 years, man. That's a huge accomplishment. We just want to say congratulations, man.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, I know some people that you've kind of been an inspiration for them because, you know, they've watched your journey and everything that's happened to you the last couple of years. It's a big deal for them, and you've set quite an example for some people.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate it, dude. It's been a rough trip, but, you know, perseverance and, you know.
I think the payoff's going to work out for you, man.
I appreciate it big time, man.
So congrats to that, man. And, I hope we're hearing from you very, very soon in person, you know, face-to-face, on a stage, whatever it is, man.
Me too, dude, man. Keep God first place, homie.
You got it, brother. Wes, take care.
All right, ciao, man.
Artist interviews, videos, and some general mayhem. More exclusive content at T95.com.